So here we are. It's episode 86 of Longbox Heroes After Dark. Todd and Leonard here, of course. And we are joined by David Kincannon, friend of the show, friend of the network, member of the network, the first person officially to do a run-in on After Dark.
Good evening, right. Gentlemen.
Hello. Welcome to Ringside.
I don't know. So these two were giving me a hard time on Tuesday.
Yes.
Because this is a live recording on Friday. Right. I don't know.
Yep.
With the Tom Tuesday nonsense. That really took off for you guys today, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Boy.
You know what? I think it's going to have to stick. And David brought in, I think I did it a long time ago. There's TARDIS Tuesday, too. So I don't know. I might try to do both, you know? So... because it's such a brilliant idea. Somebody should have done it with a wrestler first.
How dare you? Now, see, this is the funny... Now, first of all, I was very busy at Super Secret Science Job today. Mm-hmm. And David, when you posted up the Chainsaw Charlie thing with that, like, baby's toy chainsaw thing, I legitimately got hot. Because it was so busy, I couldn't respond to you. I'm like, the moment's gone. Like I said, right. Like he got over on me.
Right. Yeah, I saw I think Todd made a remark about his chainsaw, and I was just like, oh, I got to find a baby chainsaw somewhere. I wanted to find one that had, like, pictures of sparks coming off of it, but I couldn't find one.
Oh, boy.
That's not even his real chainsaw. The one David posted.
That's what it was.
David, do you know where that's from, David?
No, I don't.
It's from an episode of The Simpsons when Marge was a kid. She had a monkey's lunchbox on the bus. And the other kids were like, oh, who likes the monkeys? The monkeys suck. And he's like, that. When it came to Mike Nesmith, they're like, that's not even his real hat.
Well, they started it with saying, they don't even write their own songs. Mm-hmm. And she's like, no, stop it. And then they followed it up with the, that's not even his real hat. And that was the thing that kind of pushed Marge over the edge.
I see.
That's right. Me and Leonard throw that one back and forth on certain things every now and then.
Fair enough.
So we actually had, I had multiple things planned just in case nobody ran in. Mm-hmm. You know, Todd had questions that might have to be answered off air about certain interactions that I had online with people last week. People questioning the Teddy Hart stuff that's coming to, and I'm just going to, at least for the show, I'm just buying into it. Root beer wrestling in August. But before we started recording, David, I want to have you on the show because Todd was telling me about this new show I've never heard of called Game of Thrones.
I have also never heard of it.
Okay.
No, that's. I apologize. I'm not going to be any help.
Now, what's your reasoning for never hearing of the show?
First off, I don't have HBO, which is a thing that I hear you need to have. Also, I'm just not that big into dragons and that kind of thing. that kind of rot.
Oh my god, you guys. Oh, greatest show ever made after one with Tom Tuesday involved.
Another run in here. Mark Cole, friend of the show, has joined us. Mark, are you there?
He's not even in the network. What's he doing here?
My god, that man's got a family.
Tune into Nitro next week to find out, did Sting really join the NWO?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But as it stands, if I see people trying to pop in, I'm just going to add them to the call.
All right.
I don't blame you.
So, Mark, I know you watch Game of Thrones. David said he does not watch it because he does not get into the dragon stuff and he does not have HBO, which, you know, one of those things you can kind of sort of find a workaround for, but we're not condoning that here on the show. I think I started an attempt to watch it, and I probably mentioned this on the show before. Around like season four's either end or beginning, because that's like really when the buzz really started to pick up on it. And when I described the first episode to April, she wanted to have nothing to do with it. She's like, I'd rather like read the books. And by read the books, it's like the books on tape. And I don't know if you've ever read the books or listened to the books on tape. Apparently they spend a lot of time going into great detail describing meals.
That is one of the things they say about George R. R. Martin, that he does love that, it's food
he turned
porn.
Her off.
It's food porn for readers.
Right. And since they're mostly describing meat and she's a vegetarian, The show's out. It's going to be one of those things that I have to watch by myself eventually one day.
And it's a hard sell from the first episode because you find something out about the Lannister kids that is very icky right out of the gate and sets the tone for the show. And you're like, boom. You're like, if you can't get over that hump, that's ground level. It's only going to get worse from here.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that I've heard about the show that also, you know, on top of me just not being a fantasy guy, just don't really lend to me necessarily wanting to watch it.
Well, the one thing I would say if you're a heel fan in popular culture, then Game of Thrones is for you. If you prefer your action to be a little more babyface oriented, not necessarily for you.
He's kind of right in that. Really, there's only like three truly evil characters, three or four truly evil characters, and like two or three truly good characters in a cast of like dozens and dozens, and everybody else is gray.
Attitude Era.
Yes, it's the Attitude Era.
That's right, bro. Shades of Gray.
You beat me to it.
And there's even a giant involved. And he's like when he attacks the buildings, he's like, I'm a giant.
Well, I know the actor who plays him, isn't he like a big wrestling mark?
Well, no, you might be thinking about Hodor.
I'm thinking about Hodor, yeah.
See, he's not actually a giant that we know of.
The guy that plays the Mountain, who is a former World's Strongest Man competitor, he was actually at the Performance Center once and was shown on camera at one of the NXT specials sitting with Stephanie.
I was going to say, sitting with Stephanie. I remember that.
Yeah, I think they were maybe trying to recruit him or feel him out or maybe, you know, something like that. But I don't think anything ever came of it.
He's a big dude, man. Like a legitimate big dude. And they call him the Mountain. His official title is the Mountain Who Rides because he's so big. And his brother is Sandor Clegane, the Hound, who is, and I'm buying an action, I bought an action figure of him this week, is the coolest character in all of Game of Thrones. He's pretty much like the Jonah Hex slash dirty guy. Like, he's like very just like, I just like killing and give me my money and I don't want to be bothered and just scarred. You know what? He is the Jonah Hex of the Game of Thrones universe. That's why I like him. I just figured it out.
So you said the Hound and a really cool character, and I thought he might have been Roman Reigns.
Do you mean legendary wellness policy guy, Italian precipitation?
Italian precipitation, yes.
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 The great
Todd, I know you'll be getting the network to watch the Road to Redemption special the night after Battleground for Roman Reigns.
I might watch that.
Actually, the other plan that I had was if nobody had called in, but they kind of kiboshed it myself because I saw, and I'm sure David and Mark, you know this, Todd, the less you know, the better. I was going to have Todd do a live reaction of the Hardys thing that was going to be on Impact.
Oh, goodness.
But the fact that it's spread out throughout the entire 2-hour show or whatever, I'm just going to wait till it's up on YouTube and then like we'll probably end up doing something with it at some point.
The fast food restaurant?
Yes, the Hardys. After the show, actually, I forget how I came upon this. It was maybe clicking one of the news links. There was a link to a commercial that starred Gillian Anderson for the late 80s, maybe like mid to late 80s ad campaign of them changing all the Roy Rogers stores to Hardee's.
Oh.
And she was meeting her hot date in a Ferrari at Roy Rogers, but they had changed the name of the place to Hardee's, so we couldn't find her.
Oh that's
how sad.
Oh, that was before GPS. That's probably
exactly
like
so
they were like, oh, well,
love that Gillian Anderson.
I'm looking for Hardee's. Well, I'll give you the address. I'm looking for Roy Rogers. I'll give you the address, and you can put it in the GPS. And Magnum PI could have picked her up. Ferrari, Magnum PI.
Yes.
Okay, just like a lot of dead air right there for that great joke that landed. It did the
Todd. It's not just me who loves your jokes.
It's you know what? They're so overwhelming. You just have to take a moment to absorb them. They do the superhero landing when they land.
Oh boy.
So, Leonard, where does Game of Thrones land on your infamous list of things that you need to watch?
It's kind of sort of it's in the middle. It's definitely above the Matrix.
What is it above the Matrix?
But no, the Matrix is the Mendoza line. Right. There's a bunch of stuff that's underneath it. Mm-hmm. But I was actually given a pass by the person who told me I have to watch the Matrix recently. He said at this point, you know, it doesn't even matter. Don't even bother. And I'm like, are you sure? I go, I have to take it off the list then. And he's like, yeah, just take it off. Leave me alone.
No, I feel like you should leave it on the list just for its sole inclusion as the Mendoza line.
The problem is that, like, times at night when I do have alone to watch something, it's catching up currently on Outcast and Preacher. And then once these seasons are over, like, what do I have? Like, a window of, like, a month where there's going to be nothing on? Like, maybe, like, a month and a half?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if anything, like, I'm probably going to try to finish, like, the first season of Daredevil so I can watch the second season.
Oh, boy.
That's probably right.
That is a good idea. Did you watch, I forget, did you watch Alias?
I did.
Okay.
That was one of those ones where, like, April and I watched the first episode. I liked the first episode a ton.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, I'm tired. I'm going to bed. And I stayed up and watched, like, five more episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just, like, ate the whole thing over the next 2 days.
That's go ahead, sorry.
You overcame your David Tennant bias to actually make it all the way through Jessica Jones?
Well, this is the first thing I've ever seen him in.
Not even the Euro... Wasn't he in the Euro Wizard Harry movies?
He was in one of them.
Oh.
Now, see, I sleep during those movies, so I couldn't tell you. Outside of The Prisoner of Azkaban, I couldn't tell you much about those movies.
He had a small part in Goblet of Fire.
Oh, boy. the expensive IMAX nap, you mean?
Oh, boy.
Wow.
I don't know, man. Those movies, I just don't get them.
What? You don't get the Harry Potter movies? Or the, no. I'm sorry, the Timothy Hunter movies?
Ugh. Hey, with the three of you guys on the line, I trust you guys to handle this while this is recording. This is just a mash of an episode. None of this is getting edited. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Something going on outside my door.
Uh-oh. All right.
Well, probably.
Go ahead.
While Leonard is gone, this is a good time to talk about Tom Baker in issue 501, Todd.
Yes. In Doctor Who magazine?
Have you made any more attempts to get the one that you were trying to get the other day?
No, there was just for anybody who's listening, there was a 501 on Tom Baker's website who he's selling autographed versions. He autographs the cover, and then there's an interior poster that he, a two-sided poster that he signs, and I really wanted it. But last I checked, they were sold out and none were up. I'm going to have to do a little digging right now. But no, I haven't.
What if he signs the side of the poster that you don't want to face out?
No, he signs both sides.
Oh, man, he's a smart guy.
So if I wanted, I could buy two, and then I could frame them and have both sides out.
There you go. Wow.
Yeah, apparently this is a 65-page interview. That's what people online are saying.
What?
That issue hasn't come out here yet. Like, issue 500 just came out in the last week or so here in the States, and 501 just came out in England. So it'll be a couple of weeks before we can actually get it here. But yeah, everyone is saying what it's humongous, and it's also really, really great. So, and I'm looking forward to reading it.
That's kind of what I know. I'm looking forward. I just picked up 500 last Sunday. I went down to my local Barnes and Noble and picked that up. They are not sponsors of the show, by the way. But I picked it up and I was like, oh, only $18. That's a bargain at twice the price. And as I've always said, I've bought less for more. That's my standby quote.
There you go. That's how I used to feel the same way when I would buy British guitar magazines.
Oh, because
they are infinitely better than American guitar magazines.
Do they play the neck on the other side in England?
No, they do not, actually.
Oh, I figured, like, driving on the other side of the road or something. I don't know.
No.
Don't mind me. Superhero landing on that joke.
I chuckled.
I know. It's just Leonard will not get me over on the jokes. He just no-sells all the time. Is that a thing? Is that a phrase?
That is a phrase.
All right. He no-sells my jokes, but I think he does it on purpose. Not well, subconscious.
They're no pipe bombs, so
they aren't. But they don't equal his gripe bombs, as I always say.
Do I have to listen to this back later to see what was said?
Oh, if no. you want, absolutely go ahead and tell them what we talked about.
Well, I conveniently made sure that we talked about Doctor Who while you were gone.
Good.
So we got it out of our system, so we won't have to worry about it anymore.
Oh. Good. I'll never worry about Doctor Who ever again.
See, it'll never be out of my system because I'm a carrier.
I have the cure for the sickness of Doctor Who.
Is it a 44 caliber cure?
Yes.
Okay. or also, as I call
lobotomy, but that might make you a bigger fan. I'm not sure.
What did you say?
I was gonna say, I said it might be a lobotomy, but that might make you a bigger fan.
Get the mind eraser. You mean the 38?
As opposed to the mind robber.
Oh, that's a great episode.
Stop it.
That is a great episode.
So I'm not looking at the time. Is there anything else anyone wants to bring to the table since we have these on the line?
I don't have anything, no.
No, I would... Go ahead,
Mark.
No, go ahead.
No.
Guests first.
No, I'm fine.
Fantastic. It's going to even be better when we get more people to run in.
Oh, when it's the eight-man elimination run-in, that's when it's going to be fantastic.
Long Box Heroes versus the world.
Oh, all comers, baby.
People are going to hear this on Friday and be like, I want to be part of this.
Oh, yes. Or at least stop in like to see like a car wreck.
Right.
That's basically one or the other.
So
hey,
I don't
have to have anything to say. I can just jump in.
So what are the Cybernetico's called nowadays?
What?
What do you mean? They're still called Cybernetico's, right?
No, I mean what the gimmick used to be they were Batman themed. What are they now?
Let me look at the list of events.
Let me check my notebook.
No.
Let me move.
I believe
the
they were.
You don't have a Chikara spreadsheet?
No, I don't.
Oh.
This is the stuff that sticks in my head that I don't need a spreadsheet for, really.
I believe they were still Batman themed when I stopped going, so I don't know what they were after that.
Uh-oh. So I'm looking at the list of events that are currently on the website. I do not think that there is going to be any additional events added to this. None of the events have a Batman theme name, so I'm going to think that might be done with.
I thought they had transitioned into something else in the last couple of years. I just didn't remember what they were.
Well, I think there was the Dark Cybernetico, Cybernetico and Robin, all that sort of jazz. Let me see.
Well, they haven't really made the Cybernetico like a focal point in terms of titling the show the last couple of years. Mm. So like it's just been whatever the theme, like last year when they were doing the Arrested Development stuff.
Yeah. Because last year it was just part of Top Banana.
Right. And I assume this year it'll be part of Chikara Supremacy. If there is one, or Temple of Doom, whichever one.
Sadly not Cybernetico / Dawn of Justice.
No.
Colon anything.
Not a favorite movie of the Chikara locker room, to be honest with you.
What?
When do they get a hold of this new Ultimate Edition, which the defenders of the original movie on a certain board are now saying the Ultimate Edition makes the movie make more sense. I'm like, good luck to you.
Yep, I don't got time to waste with that. I guess it's on like the premium movie channels now.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother watched it over the weekend and he's like, boy, that movie's pretty bad, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And like, he's like, I jokingly like Ben Affleck, you know, like, listen, we all joke around and say we like Ben Affleck, but my brother actually like really likes Ben Affleck and really likes the Fast and the Furious movies to like watch them like tongue in cheek sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, that movie's real bad.
Is your brother a big Alex Daniels fan then?
No, my brother, the only wrestlers that my brother knows are like pre-WCW shutdown.
Oh, okay.
Before the September, was it September? Well, as things were trying to be coordinated for Root Beer Wrestling, one of the names that was on the table for one of the either July, August, or September shows was Scott Steiner. And that is a name that would have gotten my brother to come. Like, he's like, I'm coming to you with you to the show. I want to meet Scott Steiner.
So he's almost as big as Mustachio.
Now see, to me, I'm over the moon about getting a chance to meet Mustachio.
Now, I have one question. Does Mustachio juice to get his mustache bigger?
I'm going to ask him.
All right. And put my name at the end of that question, would you?
I will.
I believe the answer would be yes, tobacco juice.
Oh.
Sounds about right.
The other day when it was Terry Funk's birthday, I know these guys don't like Terry Funk.
That's not true. I like Terry Funk just fine. I just like giving you the business more.
I just wish he had his own chainsaw.
Stop it. He's got a horse who's very sick.
Sesame Street chainsaw.
But no, our buddy DJ posted up a bunch of promos and stuff, and it was one that I never saw. It was a Funk's Grill where Terry Funk was attempting to butter up Scott Steiner, saying that he's the kind of guy that he'd want his daughter to marry. And this back when Rick and Scott were like varsity letter jacket wearing guys before he became Big Papa Pump and whatnot. And then Rick and Terry Funk found common ground because they both like to dip.
I think
that was the promo.
Terry Funk wanted him to marry his what, daughter, you said?
Yeah.
Just because he knew he was going to write Batman someday.
That's right. Why.
Scott Snyder, you said, right?
Remember when that was his claim to fame, at least for us?
Oh, yeah.
His name sounded vaguely similar to Scott Steiner.
That was the first year I went to Baltimore, and I was supposed to tell him that story. And then during that year, he was on Batman, and he blew up. Is that a term?
Comics. Yeah.
Is that a term like?
Yes, it is.
No sell.
One of those kids things.
Yep. Then he blew up and you couldn't get near him. And I was like, you know what? He's not going to care about the Scott Snyder story, the Scott Steiner story. So I was like, and I'm not waiting in line for 2 hours to tell him a Scott Steiner story. So
a dumb joke.
Yeah. Maybe he would put it in the Batman though, about the freak accident line. That would be great.
Right.
Cause I would cheer for that.
Imagine the Joker saying that, that he didn't have a freak accident. He had an accident with a freak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Scott Rex Snyder?
Yes. Oh, come on. You're just a big fan of his team from the 80s with Billy Joe Travis. I don't want to hear it.
Oh, I don't understand any of this.
Mark and I are going to have our old wrestling show one day.
And then me and Mark are going to have our old Doctor Who show someday.
And then we're going to get Mantis on and he can talk baseball with you.
Oh.
I think I've officially given up the ghost on that.
Yep. I feel bad to say yes, but yes. I can't get he sends me cryptic tweets or cryptic texts that don't make a lick of sense. And so then I have to like publicly shame him on Twitter for him to respond to my text. So
well, his brain is infected.
I don't yes. He's a hex. Well, he's not a hexed man. He's the one hexing men.
That's true.
Oh, boy.
Don't ask.
I just remember.
Go ahead.
Since this is After Dark, I can say this, and he'll never hear it. But the first time I did an interview with him, which, of course, was odd, to say the least.
Yeah.
The only thing I remember most is that he described Hydra as his twink. Which I then had to look up, and I was like, "Oh, I don't think I'm going to leave that in." But that's interesting.
There was a that's at pure Mantis. There was a National Pro Wrestling Day where Mantis and I did commentary, and we ran through like all of those names for the gay Animal Kingdom sort of things. We just ran through them all on commentary.
Wow.
I vaguely recall that.
Yes.
Now, is this Mantis the guy I've never been seen in a room with?
Correct.
Yes. Okay, just checking.
You two have the same handshake.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, you know how you do it as a goof?
Right.
He doesn't.
How do you know I'm doing it as a goof? Now, which one are you talking about? Are you talking about the two-finger Liberace or the secret Illuminati handshake?
The two-finger Liberace. Okay.
As I said, Manus, who will not be going to your steak and steak dinner.
No. Nah.
How do you know? Yeah, never mind.
No, he's ultra mega mass vegan. Forget about
it. He's so vegan he doesn't cast a shadow.
He doesn't eat things that cast a shadow.
That's the joke, yes.
I was going to say it, but I'm like, no, somebody else going to grab it? No, all right.
He doesn't eat things that cast a shadow. That's one of my favorite jokes.
You know, that does lead to perhaps, I don't know if we've talked about this before, but perhaps my favorite ever commentary. I don't know if you were doing it with Manus or not, but it was when Hydra wrestled Moscow and Hydra had the fork that he was going to attack Moscow with.
Right,
and,
right.
And Mantis just sort of like lost his mind. He was like, no, do not injure my bovine brethren or whatever. But it was hilarious.
Wait a minute. Hydra's a wrestler and not the group in Marvel?
No.
I honestly thought you guys were, when, not joking, when you were like, right. Oh, like Mantis mentioned that Hydra is this. And I'm like, is he talking about the group? And is he talking about Hail Hydra? The ones who have brain, not mind controlled. Wait, I'm sorry. I don't want to start a feud with any writers.
Go ahead. So Hydra was a professional wrestler who was aligned with Ultra Mantis Black.
Okay.
He was a man mini monster. He was like a scrawny dude in like a funky mask. And then all of a sudden he got on he started eating some food, as they say, mm-hmm. and he got really, really big, like between shows. Like on a Friday, he was super skinny, and a Saturday, he was all gassed up or wearing a puffy muscle suit. One or the other.
Are you sure he didn't get on a monkey milk regime?
This was before monkey milk was a thing.
How do you know it wasn't the test run of monkey milk?
It was irradiated.
I wouldn't put anything past Stan Malibu. So,
oh, Stan Malibu, the manhunt, the Stan hunt continues.
I think Hydra was bitten by radioactive kelp.
Oh boy!
And so was that the explanation?
I don't know.
All right, that's even too far out of my my mindset to remember that. All right, so we're going to wrap this up, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we have the real show to do and Todd and I have our secret stuff to talk about when the mics aren't hot.
Yes, for PayPal money, you can stay on.
Right.
But it's got to be exorbitant PayPal money.
Look, look, I've already talked about this. That would cost me a pair of shoes. And that I can't have that.
It would cost me some original art.
One less pair of shoes in my closet is a travesty.
You're talking to a man who has two pairs of shoes, maybe three. One of them are a pair of flip-flops, and I think all three of my shoes together cost less than $100.
I think I've worn three pairs of shoes today.
Oh, my goodness.
I love your Nike sandals, Leonard. Yeah. Oh, that were in the video.
Oh, your slides?
Oh.
Yeah. Is that what they're called?
Yes, that's what they're called. They're called slides.
You're talking to Shoesy right now. Get all your shoe questions in. Shoesy's here.
That's okay. I actually got a pair of shoes recently for, I believe, $2. I was in a department store chain, and I was going through the shoes, looking for shoes for work. And there was like a pair of like sort of cheaply made Docksiders that I think regularly went for like $35 or $40 that were honestly on sale for $5.
That's a good deal.
And then when I got to the counter, it turns out I had points that I could use.
Nice.
And so I think I had like $3 in points. So I believe I got these shoes that I'm currently wearing for less than $2.
If only you had a coupon. Or a shoe-pin.
Oh, right. Oh, guys, yes. Yes.
Mark, Dave, do you guys have anything to plug?
Just Podvocacy. Podvocacy.com.
Podvocacy. No new episode this week. You guys enjoyed the fourth.
Actually, we are recording. We're recording on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
So it'll just be late this week.
Yay.
So,
Mark?
I have a number of episodes that will be recorded this week. So they are not out yet, but they will be out shortly. There'll be a couple comics ones. I think a wrestling one. And yesterday, I confirmed that I'll be doing a podcast with... A an American wrestler that is currently working in Mexico. And so that will be coming up sometime in the near future. I don't want to say who it is because that would jinx it. But we should have a bunch of content coming out later this week, including somebody who wrote a book that comes out tomorrow that may or may not be somebody's choice for the pull post this week.
Oh, look at you speculating. Mm.
Well, if I remember right, I think number one was somebody's pick, so it's entirely possible number two this week could also be somebody's pick.
Oh, you're
there's a clue.
Let's not tip the hand, but
Well, you got to remember, this is also coming out on Friday, so people will already know what you picked.
Correct.
Kayfabe, man. Kayfabe. Right.
All right, I think I know who it is. I looked at the list. All right. So, yeah, Mark, you're good at tipping me off to promote an episode when it's ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I'm recording, I think, something. I will have recorded something on Wednesday, something on Thursday, and something later today on Friday. How's that for timey-wimey?
Oh, you're a busy man. All right, so guys, thank you very much for joining us. I'm going to kick yous out of the call.
All right.
Yeah,
see you guys later.
I now have a meeting with Peggy Carter that I have to go to.
Oh, boy, you better. Listen, if you're not getting to 1,000, then what good are you?
I think I'm near 500, so, and I have like a day left, so I probably should get there.
Absolutely.
I'm glad I'm not on your I'm glad I'm not subject to your demands anymore.
Listen. I'm the figurehead of all the stuff that Brian.
I know who the power behind the throne is.
The Game of Thrones?
No. See, it all comes back full circle.
Full circle. That's what I was doing.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for joining us. That was what was it? Episode. Oh boy,
86
of After Dark.
Would you believe episode 86?
Oh, I got that.
That's a reference to something I don't get.
Leonard, you should get smart about that joke.
All right. All right. I'm hitting the stop button. Soon-to-be-named-network.com, soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks.
If you want more of this, you know how to get them. Bye.